Thank you, Chair, and good morning or good afternoon to all participants. My name is Michał Baltuszak. I am a member of the Working Group of Experts on People of African Descent, representing East European Group of States. In fact, I was listening very carefully to the presentation by Professor Doyle. I would like to thank her for very inspiring and interesting feedback and presentation. I would like to share a thought, a reflection that indeed in the search for effective response and in the search for some effective action as regards remedies, reparations, accountability, we should indeed have international law as a point of reference and use every possible path which might lead to the desired outcome. Nevertheless, I was thinking, and that's also something we were discussing within the working group in recent years, that in order to do it effectively, to address the issue of reparations, address the issue of remedies, we should also perhaps sometimes go beyond the existing, sometimes very positivistic or formal approaches, since if we take, for instance, state responsibility, of course, much could be said about state responsibility for transatlantic slave trade, for colonialism, for this horrific atrocities. And I think it is a valid legal argument that such responsibility exists and consequences should be, I would say, drawn from that. Nevertheless, I was referring to this sometimes narrow formal area or approaches that, for instance, the articles on state responsibility, the 2001 articles on state responsibility for international wrongful acts. These are codification of state responsibility developed by the UN International Law Commission. It's considered a very valid point of reference, but I am not entirely sure, for instance, if it is useful for that purpose, because we need to go beyond that. We need to, see the wider horizon. The draft articles I was referring to, they speak about reparations. They speak about compensation for international wrongful acts. No one would deny that what we are discussing are international wrongful acts. It's just a matter of approach. My point is that sometimes we need to see the broader perspective and also to discuss the issue of reparations not necessarily on the basis of this narrow positivistic approach as reflected in these draft articles. But nevertheless, I'm convinced that this is an issue that for sure needs to be considered our one of the primary tasks of this day and contemporarily. It's even not about the justification for reparations, because the justification is obvious. It's just about the right and convincing framework of certain international approach with due reference, with due regard to international law, international relations that we need to take into account. So to sum up, the working group has been, I would say, very deeply interested in this debate and was trying to contribute. And I think that the discussion needs to go on, but also needs to arrive at some tangible results, so to say. Because it is, of course, we are already, so to say, late. We are much late in terms of providing reparations and discussing it. So let's waste no more time and let's work together. Thank you so much.